The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation, Friday night Knicks. CP in here, Ashley Moss in here, my man Jay Ells from the Nick of Time show. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Jay Ells, Ashley, this Knick team lost four in a row. Going into Cleveland against a depleted Cavs team. You thought their chances were good to rebound and break the streak. But the game ended how it started. You know what? I'm going to get to the lineups later because it wasn't even about that. In crunch time, they could not finish the game. And it was all about mental errors, boneheaded plays, turnovers, terrible shot selection. And the Knicks go down once again. Knicks go down in Cleveland, 106-103. And like I said, they had their chances. Down by one, a minute and 18 left, 98-97 Cleveland. RJ, who had a good fourth quarter, decides he wants to throw between the legs, Jay Ellis. Doesn't have great handles, and listen, I love RJ, bro. But you can't make that play at that time. Turns the ball over, right with the Julius Randle clear path foul. You can't have that. Julius bounces back, he dunks on Drummond for the and one, misses the free throw.
Yeah.
Reggie Bullock, a veteran, gets the steal. Okay, we're cooking now on the fast break. Yeah. Has nowhere to go. Doesn't call timeout, but throws it, a dart, to Mitchell Robinson, who of all people, you should know, Reggie, that Mitch has no hands. Another turnover. You played with him for 2 years now. Throws it right at Mitch's face. Mitch can't catch it. Another turnover. Dotson gets his revenge. 7 points in the fourth. The point guard Dotson jails that they didn't even want to defend.
Yeah.
And that was it, man. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, they freed Dot. And look at that. Dotson ended up being a better point guard than Elfrid Payton. Who would have thought it, right?
Who would have thought?
Ask yourself, who has more assists today? Elfrid Payton or Damian Dotson? If you said Elfrid Payton, you would be wrong. Elfrid Payton had zero assists today.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Yeah, not surprised. Listen, like you said, we didn't have a lot of turnovers today, CP. But we had costly turnovers, especially in the fourth quarter. Only had 12 today. But, of course, the story today also is the fast break points. Because we don't have turnovers, we have the low fast break points, 11 to 20 going to Cleveland. And when we did turn the ball over, they seem to score at will.
At will. We had Seti Osman looking like Klay Thompson out there, bro. What is going on? Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They kept running us all. They kept running us all nice. With these damn curl plays.
Yeah.
Reggie Bullock kept trying to help and double and leaving him open.
Why?
Then there was a time when Emmanuel Quickly was in the game. They was trying to pick on Emmanuel Quickly and it was getting their shots off that way. But you know what? We fought back a little bit when Nerlens Noel came in the game in the third quarter. Got a few good defensive stops. Quickly hit a few threes, a three.
Yeah.
Randle hit a three. We got back in the game. But like you said, the poise of the Knicks was not there.
We were trying to quell the Ashley curse, man. But it's picking up a lot of steam, especially with this one. Because this was just flat out an embarrassment. We gave you a pass, Ash. We gave you a pass for Knicks Nets. It was your birthday. This one, I don't know, man. You got to talk to us, man. Come to the stage, please.
Listen, y'all starting to make me wonder if the curse is real because I'm very confused.
Yeah, man.
I'm very confused what's going on here. But honestly, like, this game, it irritated me because this was an easy win. This should have been an easy win. I mean, this is a team that we've played against before. We matched somewhat well with. So many defensive errors in the first half. I mean, if you look at the times that the Cavs went to the line versus us, it was like 22 times versus our six. It was just unbelievably drastically different. And it was just a lot of defensive mistakes that did not have to be there. And I say this all the time. If you're struggling offensively, and offensively, we were keeping the pace with them. Yeah, there were some times when we let the game get ahead of us a little bit. But for the most part, we were neck and neck with them all game. So defensively is really where we struggled. And I say this all the time. If you cannot rely on your offense, your defense is your weapon. And we just fell through every single hole we could fall through when it came to defense at all the wrong times. It was sloppy. Yeah, it was sloppy.
Tried their hardest. I mean, the Cavs were praying to get washed in this game, Jails. Yeah. And we kept them in this game. Like I said, they had Seti Osman playing out of his mind. Drummond is Drummond. And Drummond is going to kill us. And he damn near played the whole first half and kept them in the game.
Yeah.
You know, but in the end, it's just too many mistakes, man. Too many boneheaded plays in the end that really cost us this game. Now, as I always say, the starting lineup, some people say the starters don't matter. And on this team, it does. And once again, your point guard puts you in a hole right away. Zero assist for Elfrid Payton. Tom Thibodeau, it is time. It is time. What are we waiting for? They said they were going to reevaluate things every 15, 20 games. Tibbs also said he was going to go to the numbers and check out the analytics, Shales. I haven't seen the numbers, Shales, but I'm pretty sure Emmanuel quickly should be starting. Period.
Yeah.
You know what a number I like tonight, CP?
Yeah.
Elfrid Payton, 20 minutes. Emmanuel quickly, 27.
Yeah.
Best number I saw all day.
Great. Fantastic number. Fantastic number. And even in that fourth quarter, he realized he couldn't keep quickly on the bench for too long. Goes right back to him. You know, gave him a little bit of a breather and went right back to him because he needed him. Bullock comes back in the starting lineup, surprised for many, and gets 30 minutes over Kev, who gets 18. Come on. Let's change that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he really just likes Reggie Bullock's defense, man. Like, our defense has been suffering for a long time. Maybe it has a lot to do with Reggie Bullock being out of the lineup. And I feel like he just finds comfort in Reggie Bullock being that starting lineup and, you know, providing some defense on that end of the ball. But, there was no point guards here to really, have to really depend on it as much. I would like to see Kev get some more minutes, like you said, just because he's been shooting lights out.
Corner three, Kev is real. Unleash him.
Yeah. So Tibbs, man, I need to find. I know you like the defense, and I like that you're leaning on defense. But Kev's defense isn't, it's not bad. So I think you can tick those minutes up a little bit and get some reliable 3-point shooting in here for this team.
Ash, give me some thoughts go ahead.
Well, speaking of defense, I was going to say that Noel, I think he's starting to come into
his Nerlens clap back.
It was a block party whenever he was on the court, and that's exciting to see because we were struggling defensively, like I said, the entire game. So seeing spurts from him of what kind of defensive player he could be was definitely exciting. Obviously, IQ. If I wasn't sold before, I'm starting to get sold now because it's time to unleash the beast. And RJ. Like, I love you. You know I rep for my Canadian dude. Heavy. You know I go hard body for him. To the death of me. I'm RJ all the way, but we got to figure something out. And I think he stuck to the most part where his strong suits were in this game. You saw him taking it to the rim a lot. You didn't see those ridiculous, 30-footers that he shouldn't be shooting. I would like to see his ball handling get better. I think there was a lot of sloppy turnovers that were unnecessary, especially in that last 60 seconds.
Four turnovers for RJ.
Yeah. It was just, on the plus side also, though, he was the only one who got us to the line in the second half with 6 minutes left in the game. Yeah. So shout out to him for, trying to play smart basketball. I think we're starting to see glimpses of RJ, but I need it to be more consistent because when it comes to games like this, his performance really could have been a difference maker, and we could have been walking away with a win.
That's a fact, and he did go 4-for-4 from the line. I don't even want to put this game on him. I think collectively as a team, from start to finish, it was just between the ears. Too many mistakes. The defense was trash tonight, absolutely trash. This Cavs team was dying to get washed, and this Knicks team just couldn't do it. But again, on the positive side, IQ. What a difference he makes as soon as he comes in. It's like I was completely bored in this first quarter when Payton is running this team. And when IQ gets in, you just get happy again because things just start to move. He's aggressive. He's driving into the lanes. J. Ellis, 3-point shot was on the money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to ignore CP because both times when he came into the game, you start to see the tide shift. You know?
Gives him a spark. Yeah, immediate spark.
Immediately. Like, the Knicks were down before he got into the game. He comes in. All of a sudden, the Knicks are up.
Yeah.
He comes out of the game. The Knicks are down again. Like, it didn't even take an analytics guy to see what's going on. Keep that man in the goddamn game.
Keep him in the game. The floater was on the money. The only time it wasn't, he got caught up. I think he got a little bit shook at Drummond there in the fourth and tried to get like a foul line floater up there. Drummond kind of threw it. But all in all, I thought Quickley's game was good. I thought his defense was pretty good. And like I said, man, he just gives us a spark in this offense. It's time. It's time to get him in the starting lineup and forget about Peyton, bro.
Or, and on top of that, too, like, even if his shot is not dropping, just look at the difference in the offense when he's in the game or not. Regardless of the shot, the ball is moving around.
Spaced.
The ball is moving around. When he's in the game, with Obi, the ball was going left to right, up and down. Like, the defense was shifting. That's what you want to see in an NBA offense, not Elfrid Payton dribbling the ball to one spot, going to the hole, everybody keying in on him and just waiting for him to make a play. That's what happens with Elfrid Payton zero assist games, man. Like, it's not rocket science, man.
It's over,
right,
man.
Now. It's really, really simple to see that Elfrid Payton is not the starting point guard.
It's over. Yeah. It's over.
I can add to that offensively, one of the things that I need Tibbs to nip in the bud ASAP is if you watch, there are instances within the game that reminds me a lot of Cavs offenses or Lakers offenses when LeBron's on those teams, is that whenever one person has the ball in their hand, everyone else just kind of stands still. Nobody's moving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what that does is it makes it harder to go to a second, third option if your first option fails because there's nobody to kick it out to. Everybody's covered or everybody's just stagnant in their position. So I need Tibbs to start working on moving those feet, getting those rotations moving. I don't want to see guys standing still in the offense. Why are you just hanging out in the corner? Move your feet. You see your teammate is struggling. You see your guy is struggling. Get open so he can kick it out to you. Keep that possession going. Stop wasting possessions because one guy has the ball, the shot doesn't fall, and then that's it. No, second, third, fourth, move your feet.
You got to move
get
around.
Get open. Move around. The offense got to keep moving. It's not. It's staying still. It's got to stop.
Yeah. And, you know, some people take umbrage with Julius kind of holding the ball for too long. And, yeah, at some parts that's him. And when the double team came tonight, he wasn't really too, crisp in his passes and his decision-making. But at the same time, as you said, guys got to move around and stop ball watching. You know what I mean? So, tough loss. 106-103, Knicks go down. Salute to everybody in the chat, though. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP, Ashley, J. Ellis in the building here. Let's hear it from the people, man. Let's go to the phone and see what the people got to say tonight. Let's go to B from New York. B, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, CP? What's up, JL? What's up, Ashley? Ashley, we appreciate you bringing back the curls. I mean, they didn't bring up the window, but we appreciate it. But
I'm sorry.
You know, I agree with you guys. Yeah, no problem. I agree with you guys, though. You know, I'm not going to get on Alfred today because, I mean, even Bill Pito and Wally Szczerbiak with his horrible dressing, Alfred. So, but what I will say is that when you put Quickley and Knox in, you can see that we talk about like this a stagnant offense. It's you can run more with those two.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like Kevin Knox, he pushes it. Quickley, he pushes it. And so we just need to have those two out there a little bit more. And Reggie Bullock, he has to go. He does this all the time, man. Every time when it's in his crunch time minute, he messes up. I don't know if it's like a mental error with him or he gets scared. But remember when he threw that pass off the backboard or whatever?
Yeah, in the Hawks game. He almost lost the Hawks game.
He was about to do that again. CP, he was aiming for the backboard, I promise you. He ended up hitting Mitch in the face. That's all that happened.
That's all I got to say. That was just from a vet, you know, you got to know where you're at, JL. So you got to know the time. You got to know that you have timeouts. You got to look for your guards. You know, the camera was kind of on Bullock, so I couldn't tell where Quickley or RJ were in the shot or who else was in the paint with Mitch. But, you know, you got to know Mitch don't have hands, man. That's the last option right there. Even with him, like, literally a dunk away from the basket, that's still the last option, Jails. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, you got to be able to pull it out. But we all know that Reggie Bullock chokes. He does. He does. He's not really in it. Usually you want Austin Rivers in the game at that time. He doesn't have to fear. He usually, you know, fearless. You can take over the game at that point. But, you know, Austin Rivers has been struggling lately as well. So
yeah. Austin, his jumper's not there, man. Jumper's been clanging lately, bro.
Is it something going on? You don't see he had the sleeve on. I don't know if you guys noticed that. They were talking about that a little bit. I don't know if the sleeve is just a comfort thing or there's something seriously going on that the sleeve is more of a way to keep whatever is going on at bay, because it seems that his shot is every single shot, no matter where it is on the court, they're just not falling. His follow through doesn't seem the way. Something's off with him.
Well, when he came in the game, he like, as soon as he came in, he kind of hurt his toe and his hand at the same time. Yeah. He had, like, a crazy injury, but he played through it, you know, did what he could, but just didn't give us enough. Just didn't give us enough. What we think about Obi tonight, Jails? Kind of, you know, quiet from Obi tonight. What'd you think?
I like the way he ran up and down the court, you know?
Setting the bar is my low. We setting the bar low. Okay, all right.
He made two free throws. That was dope. I like the free throws. you know? I mean, it wasn't much to see, but I like the little – he has to get used to being on NBA floor and playing NBA minutes. It's not a lot to judge right now.
Yeah.
Like, you saw, like, a nice little drive to the hoop. I look like he could have dunked it, but he did, like, some little – whoopsie do up and under layup.
He kind of missed it. Yeah, he should have bashed it on him. I forgot who was their guard. I think it was Nance protecting the rim. I think he should have bashed it on him.
Yeah, he should have bashed. But he looked active out there tonight for the little minutes he did play. No complaints from me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, it wasn't much. Well, it wasn't much to talk about with Obi. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Again, I'm just trying to see where he fits here, bro. I'm just trying to see where he fits here. I saw a lot of him out there on the perimeter. Wasn't really feeling that. When they gave it to him in the post, he couldn't even back down Osman. That was a little scary. So I'm going to give him some time. Give him some time, see what's going on. But, yeah, it wasn't too impactful tonight.
I mean, you definitely have to give him some time. We forget he's a rookie. I know he's one of the oldest guys out there, but he's still a rookie. And rookies need time to develop, which is one of the reasons why all this talk about Julius Randle and where he should go and where he should be. It's not really a decision that you can make lightly, because Obi is a far way from where we need him to be. You saw that, although this is just his first game back, technically his only second NBA game, you can still see there's a lot of work that needs to be done in his game. And you probably won't see that start to come into fruition until next season or maybe even the season after that. So I think we're getting ahead of ourselves and what we're expecting from him, which is just more of a reason why I feel like we can't make a hasty decision when it comes to Julius Randle, because until Obi is where we need him to be, and we don't know how long that will be. Every rookie develops differently. Obviously, you hope it will be in two seasons or less. You need somebody who's going to be your floor general, and Obi is not going to be that guy right now. Right now, that guy is Julius Randle. It just is what it is. Yeah,
that's a fact. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad in here. We got over 1,000 people watching. Make sure you guys hit that like button. Let's get those likes up. Hit the thumbs up button. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube as well. We got Lloyd Banks in the chat, chatting amongst the people. So salute to the boy Wonder Blue Hef in the building. Hey. Salute to Banks. Let's get back to the phones. We want to hear from. Let's go to Camille from Jersey. Camille, what's going on?
CP, what's up, man? Dallas, Ashley, how you doing? Run it up for your boys and girl now. I'm just calling in, guys. I mean, listen, CP, I messaged you before, and I told you guys this before. I'm still with the stance of trading Randle. I just think he stagnates the ball too much when he comes up. I know that he's playing better. I'll give him all his credit when it comes to that. But he still stagnates the ball. Like as soon as he brings it up, he holds it down. If they throw it to him in the post, everybody just watches him. It's like watching Melo in 2015. They like just watch him take it to the hole, and that's it. I just think that we need to capitalize on how well he's playing now and just try to get a good pick and maybe like a rotational player going down the line and include Elfrid Payton in any trade that happens with that.
I would give Payton away at this point. Appreciate the call, man. I would just call up a contender and just I don't need anything back in return. Yeah, I don't need anything back for Peyton. Real talk.
Whatever flight he's on, make sure you take DSJ and Frank with you. Okay?
I'm not putting Frank on the flight yet. Not yet. Not yet. Listen, I'm not putting Frank on the flight yet.
DSJ. Well.
Whatever.
Let him rock.
Whatever.
Look, man, with the Julius thing, like I said, you got to take the good with the bad if you want this team to win games. If you want to see this team win games, you got to take the good with the bad. And he's been largely good since the start of this season in terms of playmaking and making winning plays for his team. Yeah, he's going to make mistakes too, Jails. There's no doubt about it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I want to see what he looks like next to IQ.
Yeah.
You already know. Elfrid Payton don't do nothing for nobody, right? Yeah. I want to see what he does next to IQ, man, because I feel like both of them can benefit from playing from each other. More space for Julius Randle, you know, less playmaking duties for Julius Randle as well. Those two are paired together. I want to see it because you already saw today when those two played together, saw like a nice little pick and pocket pass at the foul line for Julius Randle to get right drive quickly in Julius Randle. I want to see these guys, you know, create some chemistry. And then when Julius gets double teamed, he passes to IQ in the corner instead of Elfrid Payton, and IQ actually hit the shot for once. Like, I want to see more things like that.
Yeah,
so
start him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens when there's other people around him to make it everything just look nicer.
Yeah.
I also want to know when Julius Randle became the problem, when he's the only reason that we're in most of the games that we're in. Like, why is Julius Randle everybody's
problem? Sense. The lady
like,
speaking
sense.
Like,
why is it that every time we lose, it's trade Julius? You realize that he's the only reason that these games, the ones that are close, are close. Did we watch the same Cavs game today? Like,
it's,
were
it's,
we watching
it's carryover
the same
from
game
last
tonight?
Year. It's just carryover from last year.
Yeah, it's carryover.
Know? Yeah, we guilty of it. Listen, we were guilty of it. I've been guilty of it from last year. This year's a different tone. You know, this year's a different tone because I'm seeing a different player. And I'm seeing a guy, like I said, that without him, they probably don't have any wins. Yep. They're probably 0-8 right now, JLs.
Yep, exactly.
That's just a fact. So taking that into consideration, I can still be okay with the outcome of a whole season if they don't make it, knowing that he'll still keep these games at least entertaining to watch and keep them competitive.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I just like people here who can create double teams and mismatches to get people open shots, and that's
facts.
What he's doing now, so I'm with him.
That's a fact. Max from the Bronx, talk to me, bro. How you doing, bro? Turn your volume down, bro.
CP, JLS, Ashley, what's good? All right, so I kind of want to get into coaching a little bit because at some point, you know, to me, some of the players lost the game, but it's obviously Tibbs that lost the game because if Payton does nothing on the court at this point, right? Even when he was playing good for a couple games, I'm like, that's not going to last, right?
Yep.
And then you have Bullock, who's supposed to be a shooter, that seems never to make any shots. It's crazy, right? And he's supposed to be a good defender, but Ozzie was his guy, and Ozzie looked like, Hedo Turkoglu from the Magic tonight. I mean, he just did whatever he wanted to do. So, honestly, they need to change up the starting lineup. They need to bring in IQ and maybe even Knox. And this is the funny thing about development, is that last year we would never have said start Knox in about anything, but Knox should be the starter because
Kev is ready, man.
They have so many wide open corner threes due to RJ penetrating and passing it to the corner, or Randall overseeing the game and passing it to the corner. And instead of Bullock missing, it would be Knox taking those shots. Instead of Payton missing, it would be
quickly.
IQ taking those shots. They have to change the lineup
immediately.
I mean, it's only right. And this game was lost on Tibbs. Because he stayed with Payton and Bullock too long.
Yeah.
So
I
wonder what you guys honestly think about starting Knox, which
I've been saying it for three games now.
Give credit
to next question.
Staff.
Yeah.
He is an NBA rotational semi level starter now.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Kev is ready, man. I've been saying it for three games now. Kev is ready. I understand Tibbs likes Bullock though. That's the problem. Tibbs is going to be stubborn with Bullock to be that vet. Look, he was hurt for how many games he missed? Two games?
Mm-hmm.
Rivers started?
Yep.
As soon as he comes back, he starts this man and plays him 30 minutes and gives Kev 18. Kev is shooting 50-something% from three in his last seven games.
Doesn't matter. He loves those vets, man. All the rumors are true.
Yeah, the rumors are true.
Like, what happened to remember the protocol? Oh, if you're injured, first you gotta play one-on-one.
Yeah,
you gotta play 3-on-3. Then you gotta play 5-on-5. My man was injured, came back the next night, played 30 minutes.
Yeah,
like
free Kev, done, man. For the free dot, the free dot hashtag has moved man. To free Kev. Yeah, free Kev, go ahead.
No, I think we alluded to this last show as well. At least I did when we're talking about Tibbs and his inability or his unwillingness, rather, to make adjustments. And I get it. Every coach has a favorite lineup. Every coach has a favorite player, even though they won't admit it, favorite set of players that they feel are a better fit for what they're trying to accomplish. But here's the thing. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. It's not a hypothetical anymore. It's not something that you need to see in an actual NBA game. You're not in training camp. You're not in scrimmages.
Yeah.
You're seeing it in front of you. You're seeing it happen like a movie. And you see that it's not working. So what is your plan B? You know, we were talking about this, you know, earlier today. Exactly. We were talking about this earlier today with the NBA and everything going on with coronavirus and all the outbreaks. Okay, plan A is not working, guys.
Yeah.
What is your plan B? You're now in the midst of it. How are you going to adjust? And I think Tibbs, yes, we're putting a lot on the players, as we should. It's their responsibility to go out there and play. But Tibbs, as a coach, it's his responsibility to put them in a position to win. And right now, his lineups and the way that he's adjusting or lack thereof is not putting this team in a position to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not it at
Pretty
all.
Much. Great at teaching.
Yeah, go ahead, Jails.
No, this is great at teaching. So far, you know, great teacher can teach the X's and O's, can teach you how to do the perfect, how to stand, when to rotate, how to rotate. All that is great. You can see the effort coming from our guys. But as far as rotations go, who to put in, who to take out, and the timing of things, it seems like he's been failing on that. And case in point, too, today, I don't understand why when the second unit was going, I don't understand why he took them out.
Took them out. They're cooking. They're cooking, and then they're gone.
They were having a party out there in the second quarter. It was like, hey, everything they threw up was going in. Kev hitting three-pointers in people's eye, and then he subs out the whole second unit. And as soon as the first unit comes in, the lead immediately evaporates.
It's a drag.
I did not get it. If that was the first unit cooking, he would have left them in the game because I've seen him do it.
Simple and plain, bro. Simple and plain. But here we are. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button. Let's get those likes up. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to HKR80 checking in from Perth, Australia. Australia in here heavy once again. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. Ashley's laughing. Leave us a hashtag new. If you guys are new in the chat. Super chat's coming in. Jason Barkley says, IQ needs more playing time, but if he finishes games, do you think it matters if he starts? Yes, I do think it matters if he starts. Because you can't count on them to be a come-from-behind team. And the starting lineup is so inefficient, so slow. They don't space the floor well. They don't finish well. You have zero assists from Peyton.
Zero.
This is a Cavs team. If they play a better team, they get washed tonight.
Yep. Dawson had 4 assists today.
Yeah.
Elfrid Payton, 0.
If they play a better team, they get washed. This was the same thing that happened in the net game. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not much different. Shout out Alexander JLC. He says free Dot forever. So he felt Dotson's revenge tonight. Yeah. Free Dot's over for me, JLC. He's now a member of the Cavs. It's over. He was our guy, but it's over now.
That's still my guy.
Yeah, but still my guy. Salute to Dot.
It is what it is.
Gregory Gillette says Julius is ready to go. RJ looks lost out there. Get ASAP Elf out of there. RJ, listen, he had a good fourth. As Ashley said, he had a good fourth. He just had a cost of turnover that was ill-advised. So I can't put it squarely on him. Alan Berman says, salute. At least Peyton was benched tonight for Quick. I'd rather lose that than see Elfrid closing games. RJ will bounce back. Not going to go crazy after a few bad games.
I agree.
All right. Above the Rim says, we need Jadakiss to do a Y song about the Knicks right now. Hashtag sick. Salute to Kiss though, JLS. Kiss was in the commercial with us, man.
Yeah, he was.
Kissing Jim Jones. If you guys didn't see the commercial, check out the NYC Hoops commercial featuring CP and JLS in there.
Yeah.
Shot over the summertime.
Facts.
That was a long time. I forgot about that thing. They just emailed me the
I was rocking the Knox tee. I was getting some.
Yeah. Put it on TV, guys.
I was rocking the Knox tee. I was getting some.
It's on Knicks fan TV, but yeah. For sure, man. So salute to that. Definitely have fun doing that commercial for sure. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Brooklyn. Charlie, what's going on? Yo, yo, turn your volume down, bro.
Hello.
Yo, yo, Charlie. No.
Am I on? Hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yo, Charlie, turn off the speakerphone and turn your volume down, please, bro.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. All right. I'm so sorry. I've been on all waiting for a minute. So, listen, I got a little bit of something I want to say.
Oh, God.
What's up, fellas? What up, CP, JLS, Ashley?
Hey. Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Anyway, every time I see Peyton on the floor, it makes me feel like I live in the Viking era, like a peasant, you know, scared to death every single time. I don't understand why he's not, like, why is he starting?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Quickly should be starting.
I'm not sure. Yeah, Quickly should definitely be starting. I had to move on for that call. Quickly should definitely be starting. I appreciate it, bro. Matty G from New Mexico. Matty G, my guy from Long Island. Matty, talk to us, bro. How you doing, man? He just took too long to get to his point, man. You got to get to your points.
That's probably the wildest call I've ever heard.
Yeah, you got to get to your points, man. Just get to it, man. We're doing good. We hope everybody's doing good. Yeah, Matty, we can hear you loud and clear, bro. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, great L tonight. Real happy for whole team Doc. We all knew that was a mistake letting him go. Salute to him because that dude always played hard for us when nobody else was. I was going to wait until 20 games, but instead, I'll say it now, this is a rebuilding year, and we stink.
Yeah.
There's no way we're making the playoffs, and that, in my opinion, is the best possible outcome for our forward progress as a franchise. We are the New York Bricks in a shooter's league, and our defense is regressing. Let's let RJ cook. Let him make his mistakes. Let's be real. To this point, he is the new tank commander.
Ooh, Matty.
He is 20 years old. Come on. His makeup, his work ethic, he's going to be fine, Ashley. Don't worry. Now, there is no Ashley curse. But there is an Alfred Payton curse.
Yeah.
Alfred Payton, to me, is completely unwatchable. He sucks the life out of this team. I am so sick of the way he stunts everybody's development. When he comes on TV, I put on the radio. I can't watch. Let's put him in a time machine back to the NBA of the 60s so no soul ever has to see him shoot another three.
Yeah.
CP, congrats on Court Vision. Love what you're doing with Tommy D.
Appreciate it.
Can you do an upcoming episode that explains how Kevin Knox plays so small? I don't understand how somebody who is almost 6'9" with his physical gifts in his third year does not understand that he is not 6'1".
Yeah.
He still has no handle, no left hand, and also the way that he lollygags his ass to the three-point line and seems so content with just being a three-point shooter baffles me. Jeez. Help me understand, CP. I realize his value as a shooter, but he was a ninth pick.
I hear you, bro. I definitely hear you. Appreciate the call, man. That's what I'm talking about, JLS. He came with some energy, came with some passion. You guys got to get to your points fast, man.
Yo, can I tell you, though, I was still dying at that. I feel like a peasant.
Yeah, like, my man.
What does that even mean?
We waited. We waited for him to get it all together. And then he said he feels like a Viking.
No, he said,
wait,
I feel
the peasant is the Viking?
Or... No, he said, I feel like I'm in Viking times. I feel like a peasant.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, salute to that guy. You know, no disrespect, but we got to get the energy up, man, and get it together. But, Matty G, he said RJ was a tank commander, JLS. Come on, man. I can't go that far. Bro.
There was a lot of flagrant. I mean, he had the energy, but there was a few questionable things he said.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, Knox couldn't hardly dribble and chew gum. This year, he's
taking strides.
He's the best three-point shooter on the team, maybe, or in contention, at least from the corner. So I didn't expect anything from Knox except for him to hit some shots and play some defense. And that's what he's doing this year. So if that's all he does for the rest of this year, I'm happy with that.
Listen,
taking that to the bank.
It's at the very least, he's carving out a role for himself as a semi-D but definitely three player. Yeah, he hasn't been able to put the ball on the floor, JLs. Yes, he takes it to the rack softly. You know,
yes.
His handle isn't where we need it to be. Nope. When he puts the ball on the floor, it's likely not going to be successful. He has made some decent passes off the dribble this year.
Yeah.
But we know where his strength lies. It's in the corner three.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if I get him some more minutes, he had 18 minutes tonight. How many points did he have? I think he went 2 for 6 from downtown.
Yeah, I think it was something like that, yeah.
He went 2 for 2 for downtown, 2 for 5 overall, 6 points in 18 minutes. Yeah. You know, if I double, can I get 15? If you get 15 from Kev, you're supposed to be in good shape.
Exactly, you're in good shape. And as of now, like, he didn't have a role last year. Last year, we were begging for him to get minutes just because he was a guy who needed minutes, not because he's contributing to this team.
Yeah.
Now he's contributing to the team, and he's playing a meaningful role. I'm happy about that. I'm taking that to the bank. Next year, I'll nitpick about what he's added to his game.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there, man. Definitely agree. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's see what the chat is saying. Let's check in on the hashtag news so my chat could catch up. Salute to all the mods for sure. Salute to Banks for coming in here. Shells, what's going on, Shells? Shells cop 2 snapbacks. You guys can get your snapbacks in stores now. Flying off the shelf. Couple super chats have come in. Old Dog, what's going on? He says Knox 2 for 2 from 3. Bullock was 0 for 2. Why wasn't Kevin the game late when we needed a 3? So Old Dog is going the other way, JLs. He wants more minutes for Kev. He said that's a coaching lapse there. I need to start quickly in Knox.
Yeah, at least do some offense defense. I'm with you on that,
man. Robert Parrish says, don't be neck and neck away from home. Big Surge, he says, what's good? Jumping out the gym if that's the only place you can catch the ball. Like I said, Mitch is expendable rim runner. Now, I thought Mitch was much needed tonight. I disagree with that. I can't go with the Mitch slander tonight. And he played hurt. He hurt his ankle and he came back and played, bro.
Yeah, man. It actually kind of made a stop.
Yeah.
Playing hurt in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't put that on Kev. Mitch. Can't put that on Mitch. Other channel name sends a super chat. He says, sooner IQ starts, sooner the starting lineup gels. Definitely agree with that. Above the Rim says, why can't Mitch shoot that jumper Nerlens just shot from the baseline? Why is Tibbs afraid to start Knox? Why is Bullock a frantic vet? Why can't we stay healthy? So above the rim, he wanted the Jadakiss song. But really wanted to throw his own bars in the mix.
Respect it. Remix.
Yeah. Throws another super chat with the bars. So he wrote the bars for Jada.
There you go, Jada. The work's done for you.
The work is done for you. The work is done for you. All right. Pause on the super chats. Let's go to Dar from Jersey. Dar, what's going on?
Yo, yo, CP, Ashley, JLS, how y'all doing?
Good, bro. How you feeling tonight? What's going on?
All right, guys. Down the stretch, we saw a trend. Big Mitch was unable to contest or contain the big man by the name of Andre, who turned it all the way up to 3,000 today, JLS. Speaking of outcast, let's talk guard. I'm trading Peyton for Tic Tac and a Snicker bar.
What? What's happening to
them? What is happening with these calls?
They like his number, CP.
I hate it here.
But we know it's all bluff.
Yes.
Yo, my.
Our true guard is quick.
All right, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, bro.
Oh, my God.
Now he's coming with bars himself.
What is happening right now?
What is going on with the calls? Now we got to sharpen up this
call with the bars. Five losses and everyone's
Yeah, five losses and everybody's a rapper now. What's going on?
Yo, Lloyd, set him straight, man.
Yeah, Banks, we need to pull in, man. Please.
Please, even
this thing out. All right, now we got to change the vibe up, man. We got to change the vibe up, man. Joe from Yonkers will set us straight. Joe, what's going on, man? Talk to us, man.
What's happening, CB? CB, what's happening, JLS? Ashley? I just want to look. Knicks fans need to relax. This is the plan as part of the rebuild. This thing's going to take a little bit of time. We're going to get 20 wins. We'll push it for a top 5 pick. Rondo's going to get moved at the deadline. Obi's the future. RJ and Knox are going to be developed. And we just need to ride this thing out for the next couple, maybe year or two. And that's just the way it is. If this team wanted to be competitive, they would have put a more competitive team together. So this is how it is. Rondo's going to get moved. Randall is going to be moved. Obi is going to be our starting power forward after the deadline.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Appreciate the call, man. So
who's going to be moved?
He says Randall. He said Randall's going to get moved. Yeah, he's Irish. Salute to Joe, man. He's in Yonkers, but he's straight from Ireland, man.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in the mix.
I thought he said Rondo. I was like.
Randall. Okay, yeah, okay. Shout out to Joe, man. That's my guy from Ireland, man, checking in. Listen, we know long-term view, but this game was still within reach, right? When you watch the game, you want to see your team win. They went up against a team that's their speed, their caliber, that was missing four players. And you know, through mental errors, bullheaded mistakes, they lost the game.
Yeah, exactly. Long-term, we're in good shape. We saw some good things from guys who are going to be here long-term. Short-term view, it hurts that we lost to Cavs without half their team and Andre Drummond. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And Damian Dotson was their starting point guard.
Right. And, you know, you got to pressure the ball a little bit. Yeah, they did force a turnover on Dot at one point to try to close out the game, but just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying when if the Knicks wanted to win, they would build a more competitive team. But it's not like we had everyone banging on the door to come play for the New York Knicks. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's like an unfair statement to make because here's the thing. We built the team that we could build. It's not like we had a plethora of options. It's not like we had all these free agents that wanted to come play for us. We built what we could build. And the fact of the matter is, yes, this is a rebuilding era for us. We're still rebuilding, but you still also, and I alluded to this the last show, you don't want to create a culture of losing. So yes, although you may not be a quote unquote competitive team where it comes to the bar of other teams in the division, in the conference, in the league, you still also want a team that goes out there and competes consistently night in and night out, because if not, then you develop that culture of losing. And what we're seeing, yes, we're seeing a team that's losing, but I also feel like a lot of the times we're not even seeing a team that's competing. I see guys go out there, they look lethargic, they look like they don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of confusion. I don't see the adjustments being made that I want to see made.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a team that looks well put together, and yes, they didn't come out on top tonight, but I think that for the most part there were things that I liked. But then there's still so many gaps in our game as a team and as a unit that I just want to see a team that goes out there and looks somewhat complete and somewhat competitive, and I'm not getting that. And I don't think it has to do with the players on the court. I think it has to do with what goes on in practice and what Tibbs does on his end as well.
That's your story.
I just think he needs to hold certain people accountable a little bit more. I feel like the veterans are getting a little bit more of a rope.
Yeah.
Than the young guys.
He's talking about team development.
Yeah.
Overall team development.
Right. And I think that's the problem to me when I'm looking at it, because you see Elfrid not playing defense. You see guys not rotating. You see, like, he the beginning of the season, right, there's supposed to be emphasis on moving the ball. Julius Randle got it. Move the ball. Cool.
Yeah.
Elfrid Payton somehow didn't get it. I don't understand it. You saw the difference in energy when the first unit, second unit came in.
Completely.
Completely different. Because they just play a different way. They move the ball. They move their bodies. They just play a different way. And I don't know if it's the minutes thing, because he's running the vets into the ground a little bit, or just the second unit is just taking more heed to what he's saying. But I feel like Tom needs to trust what he's seeing and not, you know, what he saw. You know, he saw the vets do it, and he's like, oh, they've been here, they know. But trust your own eyes. You see what's happening when certain players are on the court, and making moves accordingly.
As I said, bro, as we said on the last show, and people are kind of laughing at it, I'd rather see Quickly in there struggling than see an Elfrid, you know, at full strength.
Facts. I don't care. I don't care.
That's the fact.
I don't care.
Put him on the private jet. Put him on the Cablevision jet. Whatever he needs, first class flight, Smile High Club, anything, wherever you want to go, just send them, JLs. Just
it's got to be Delta, the official airline of the New York Knicks.
James Dolan Airlines, whatever, man. Whatever. You know what it is with the callers, though? It is Friday, though. I dub the Friday show's happy hour. You know what
I mean? Cheers to everybody
because maybe that's what the Viking man was talking about. He might have been halfway in the bag. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast right now, JL. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he might be in happy hour mode right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that fourth quarter would make you drink.
Yes, yeah. That's what the Knicks do. That's why Friday's a happy hour. You know what I mean? So... Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up. Let's get those likes up. Let's get up to 500 likes, man. It's over 1,000 people watching right now. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys for sure. Let's go to Papa Left. Papa Left, how you feeling?
Hey, man. Good evening. Good evening. Happy belated, Ashley. And Jay Ellis. Going on?
What's going on, man?
Man, they're having a little turn-up downstairs, but all I could think about is Elfrid Payton and why he was on the floor, even for a minute. It was just...
Big fan man. Problems right now.
Terrible, bro.
Yeah, I just... I'm going through it right now with Elfrid. You know, with our guys, you know, I really root for this team really hard, and I think, like, you look at a guy like Reggie Bullock, who went through a tragedy last year, and it's hard for me to even get angry at him with what he went through last year. And he gives so much effort on the defensive end. Or Elfrid, I don't know his backstory, but at this point, it's getting frustrating, man. We're trying to speak truth to power here on this podcast, so I don't think it'll hurt. I just think we need to put quickly in. I'm sure a million guys have said it already, but. The Elfrid Payton era has to end, man.
Yeah, that's about it, man. Appreciate the call. And like I said, if Tibbs is talking about overall team development and he's talking about he's going to look at the analytics and the numbers, it has to tell you that quickly needs to be started.
Yeah.
That's just point blank, period. It has to tell you. And it's nothing personal. You know, Papa Left mentioned Bullock went through tragedy. Listen, everything that goes on in this arena is all about the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't at the players and tell them they trash and all this stuff. Some people do. There's a lot of people going at RJ's trainer's neck the other night. I'm like, yo, y'all gotta like relax a little bit. You know, you can't keep it personal. It's just all about the game. But yeah, you know, these are Tibbs' guys, and he's got to ultimately make that adjustment and let the kids, you know, take the reins here. That's just all it comes.
And was Peyton wearing Grinches tonight, or was that another night? Did he have on Kobe Grinches tonight?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Because if he did, the audacity
disrespect.
Of him
the
go
disrespect
out there
to
and play like that wearing the Mamba sneakers.
The disrespect to the Mamba, man.
Take them off your feet if you're going to go out there and stink up the court like that. How dare you?
Tarnish
the
legacy.
Audacity.
Tarnish the legacy. The legacy.
Audacity of you, Elfrid Payton. How dare you?
I hope not, because it certainly didn't help him.
I am so sorry for the audacity of this man.
Yeah, man, rest easy to Kobe. Uh-oh, what's Dave telling me right now? Dave is telling me that. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Right on cue. Jay Boogie's in the building. Jay Boogie, what's going on, man? Talk to us, bro. How you feeling?
What's going on with everybody? How everybody doing, man? Hope everybody healthy and safe. Ashley, I like that hairstyle. Remind me of the movie Thank God It's Friday. I don't know if you see Donna Summers. That's a classic flick, man. A little shout out to everybody, CP, JL, Lloyd Banks. Shout out to you. That Griselda soundtrack conflict track you laid is flame. Shout out to PE, the 9-8 Oldsmobile holder, and everybody else that's in the wave, man. Everybody's been, you know what I'm saying, rocking with us. If you ain't been rocking with us, stay off the wave.
That's a fact.
If you've been rocking with us and you slid off, Don't come back. But let me get to it real quick.
Let's go.
Check this out. I need Leon Rose to call a meeting with Tibbs. This is how I'm going at it. I don't need you to call him and talk to him about what's going on, how he feel about the team. Y'all need to get together and have a meeting, because what's going on right now is on Tibbs now. You know what I'm saying? I can't even blame too many other players no more, because Tibbs, I don't think he has an identity. I don't think he know which way to go. And Ashley, you said it right earlier, plan B. You came in there with plan A and it don't rock it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're talking about playing veterans and all that. We don't even have veterans, man. Peyton is not a veteran. Bullock is not a veteran. Them dudes have just been holding their contracts, staying in the league, trying to feed their household,
yeah.
Which I don't knock that at all, but those are not veterans. Stop calling them veterans, man. They are not leaders, man, at all, period. We need to get Peyton up out there. Get him up out that game. Don't ever put him back in the game. Matter of fact, James Harden him. Don't even tell him to come back to the team. Take them traffic shoes, stop sign shoes that you wore tonight. Don't come back to this team, man. You killing me, man. When we got this boy Quickly, and I've been told y'all to put that boy Quickly in the game. 6 months ago, I had him in my mock draft for us to draft him. That's how far I go back with Quickly. I know what he is, man. But we need to take him out that game, man. RJ is starting to piss me off, man. He needs some rhythm. Maybe we need Rocky 3. We need them to come like they got Rocky and took him to California.
Yeah, had him on the beach. Had him on the beach running. Yeah, definitely.
South so he can dance to get some soul rhythm or something.
Definitely, yeah. That footwork.
Go behind the back,
get that footwork
off
right.
The cast. You know you ain't got no handle, man. Stop trying to do things that you cannot do, man. They're killing me right now.
Yeah.
This is the second time we don't lost to a team that we was favored on. We was favored over Cleveland tonight. We was favored over OKC, and we dropped those games. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? We right back down in that same group of teams that's trying to get up out the hump. Now we right there with them. We can't get out the hump. Now what are you going to do, Tibbs? What is your direction? What do you think about doing? Who are you going to play? The pressure is on you. Now I'm starting to see why Woodson is on that sideline, because Tibbs didn't bring him as his own player. See, when you come in and they hire you as a new coach, you bring your own squad. Leon Rose handpicked that whole team. So what is Woodson on the side for? Because if Tibbs is choking up, yeah, I'm going to say if he's choking up and he don't know what he's doing and he's doing the same thing and he's going with the same rotations game after game and we're losing back to back to back, it's something wrong with Tibbs, man. You got to move on with a new identity, man, a new wave, man. Mm-hmm. It's a young league now, man. If you're not LeBron or somebody like that, or Kawhi, them top legend dudes, it's a young league, man. Mm-hmm. And you got to feed them young wolves, man. You holding on to Quickly, holding them back. Let him make his mistakes. Let him learn. Let him figure out what he got to do, man. But don't keep putting him on the pitch where that dude don't know what he's doing. Don't bring him back to that game, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm real heated and disgusted. I've been watching for 2-3 days about what's been going on with our team, man. That's why I call in. You know what I'm saying?
Sir,
that's why I call. I've been watching, man. And I'm feeling like it's the office right now. You got to get at Tibbs, man. Find out what that suit is doing on that sideline, man. Matter of fact, he ain't even got a suit on right now. He wearing sweatshirts and everything. We quarantine out here, man. You got to get it together, man.
Let's go.
It's starting to get ugly, man. You need to figure out, you're trying to play for the playoffs or you're trying to play for a draft pick. You need to figure out what we're going to do. But we need to figure that out fast. But no matter what it is, put that boy Quickly in that lineup, man. And I'm going to let y'all know, I watched that boy Kippert from Gonzaga. That white boy can shoot.
Mm.
Excuse my French, because I'm not racist at all. I just said that. That boy can shoot. I like what he's doing. I like that boy Wagner down in Michigan. He's 6'8". Franz Wagner. The boy, he's doing his thing. I'm putting y'all up on some ball players, because we always look for the top name, and we never get the top name. And that's how we miss the ones that's really – that's going to play like their top name. So I'm just putting it out there. That boy went 6-for-11 last
Five's
night.
Five's going God across Doctor. The board. He's not even done yet.
They need to start paying. Matter of fact, I want a job with the Knicks, man.
Let's
That's
go.
Where I'm going. I
That's
want a
what
job
I'm talking
with the
about.
Knicks, man. I'm heated. I'm fired
Let's
up, man.
Let's go.
And I'm going to holler back at y'all later,
Let's go,
man.
Jay Boogie.
I'm waking up everybody in my house.
He said he's waking up everybody in the house.
Out of here.
Let's the go. Fives are and going then, wild.
And then what we say, and the church said,
amen.
Amen.
The fives are going crazy. JLS, they've been throwing fives in the chat for the last 2 minutes. He wasn't even done.
Yeah, I don't think he breathed for the last 2 minutes.
Never. Straight bars. We needed that recovery, man. The calls were going a little south. We needed that. You know what I mean? When Jay Boogie comes on, you just let him go.
Yeah,
that's
man,
your spirit animal, bro. Because there's nothing to disagree with.
I'm telling you, man, that is my guy. Call
that's
me every
guy.
Morning at 9:30 to get me hyped for what I got to do. 6 a.m. 6 a.m. call me.
You want to go to work, Jay Ellis?
Yeah.
You want to go to work? Or you want them to work for you? You want to go to work? You want to work for you? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's go time. That's all
we got. That's all we got. He threw the Rocky three. Threw the Rocky three references in there. Get RJ right. We got to get him out there on the beach, man. He's like scouting. Rocky and Apollo was on the beach, bro. Getting that footwork right, bro.
Oh, my God.
You know? Man, that's the passion of the fan base. Captured in a call. Jay Boogie, folks.
Anybody named Jay, good with me.
Yeah. Get him up at that game as to go in a shirt. That's got to be the next shirt. We got to get him up at that game.
Get him at that game.
We got people in the chat saying, hire Jay Boogie. We need him as a KFTV correspondent. He's already in. You see, we go right to him. You know what I mean? We got to go right to him. It's only right. Because he's going to lay it down with bars, bro.
Exactly. Close it for the reason, man.
But, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take a couple more. So to everybody in the chat once again. Shout out to Ozzy Mozzy checking in from the Middle East, Jay Ellis. They said it's 7 a.m. and they up rocking with us. So, the passion is there. Salute to Ozzy Mozzy checking in from the Middle East. Wherever you guys are from, throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, and we'll shout you guys out. You heard from Jay Boogie from North Carolina. You heard from Joe from Yonkers by way of Ireland. We in here heavy, man. I see the Rhyme Animal Chuck D's in the chat. I think people are talking Chuck D's in there. So, salute to Chuck.
Shout out to Chuck.
Yeah, man. Chuck's a Jay Boogie fan, big time. He's definitely a Jay Boogie fan. So we got Banks, we got Chuck in the chat, man. So no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All right, couple more. The Canadian Homer in the building. Illa, what's going on? Talk to us, fam. How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's going on, man? I saw that commercial with you and Jay Ellis, man. That was pretty cool, man. Good stuff, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
But, Ashley, it's good to see, you know, you finally let them balloons go and return back to the show. You know, in your world, you know, I know you're known as Ashley Nicole Moss, but in the world of Knicks Fan TV, we know you as Ashley the Cursed Fizdale. That's your new nickname.
You will not put this
he
on me.
He said Ashley the Cursed Fizdale. Oh,
you're not going to put this on me.
I was there with Wednesday the smoke. Suffering, man, with everybody else. And, you know, you better come up with some good content tonight, man. There ain't no free ride here, you know, especially with that Dallas communist star you got hanging in the background.
It's going. Nah, she's repping Spree now, man. Here. It's going. Yeah, it's going, bro.
This is just Latrell Sprewell.
But, yeah, man, you know what? Like, I'm honestly a loss of words for, like, you know, how the Knicks are playing these past five games. You know what I mean? Like, you know, every night, we're picking on somebody, you know, trade this guy, trade that guy. You know, it's a mess. Come on, let's be honest, you know. Yeah. We always use that word rebuilding, you know what I mean? Yeah, we got young guys, but are we actually rebuilding, you know? Because, like, you know, Tibbs, you know, he's got a hard-on for Peyton. Like, you know, there's something wrong there. Like, you're playing this guy still? Like, come on, man. You gotta question Tibbs a little, too, you know what I mean? And, you know, Boogie's right, man. You know, like, Leon Rose, man, like, that's his guy. He picked him. You know what I mean? We know why Leon Rose picked Tibbs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? CAA connection right there, man. So it's politics involved in sports, man. A lot of people forget that. And, you know, like, at the end of the day, man, like, I just want to see some improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whether it's with the youngsters or whatever they're doing. And, you know, just move forward, man. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't watch this. This is unwatchable right now.
Tough.
But,
So
know,
wait, no, hold on, bro. I can't let you get off that easy, man. Because your guy RJ had a costly turnover at the end, bro. What happened, bro? Talk to me, bro. What happened?
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, I mean, you can't put that one on me, man. I know he's Canadian. Oh, he's my boy. But, you know, I mean, he's got... That's the part of development,
it
right?
It is.
Good
man. Comeback.
But funny enough, you mentioned RJ. There was an article, NBACanada.com, on RJ. It was really good, man. Like they were talking about like how is RJ the big Canadian prospect that we think he is? You know, there's a lot of pressure on this side of the border. You know, because. You know, we haven't had a good player since, like, Steve Nash, two-time MVP, right, his godfather. So, but, He's RJ, man. He does kill me some nights, but I'm praying for the guy, man. But that's all I got to say for tonight, yeah, man.
Appreciate
Everybody
it, bro.
Stay safe. Peace.
Appreciate it. I had to put him to the test a little bit, James.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah. And to put the pressure on him a little bit. See what he says. I can't, you know, I just can't get with the game by game psychoanalysis of RJ every time, man. I can't, bro.
This is what I'll say about RJ today, man. The jump shot was falling. The free throws were falling. those are the two things we worried about most.
Yes. 7-for-12, 4-for-4.
Right. So obviously he's been working on the game.
Yeah.
He's been you've seen quickly shooting there late nights, but RJ was probably there too. So I am happy about that. Second game, you know, second year player, man. Yeah. So he's developing, like you said. So I'm not going to throw RJ under the bus. The thing about RJ is he's not fair. He's not afraid. You know he's not afraid. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he might need a little bit of fear because he was too loosey-goosey with the handle.
A little, he tried to throw some Tim Hardaway Jr. move on Tim Hardaway right. move on Andre Drummond. Just wasn't a good time for that.
But the play right before that, you know, you're talking about, you know, mid-range. He hit like a fadeaway mid-ranger to keep us in the game.
Step back one-legged. And yeah, I was like, no, don't shoot it.
Exactly. No. One of those.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah, so it's coming along, man. You gotta be patient. When you're in the moment, it's hard to see the forest from the trees. You're just kind of in the, you know, the depth of it. But you can see that he's taking the steps to improve, and it's coming along, man. So you gotta be patient.
Yeah. Ashley Fisdale, as Iller says, I know you're not bailing on RJ, so go ahead and
I'm not gonna lie, that kind of hurt a little bit. That hurt my soul a little
said
bit.
Said Ashley right Fisdale. Ooh,
I felt that.
That is low. We know how Fizz. We know Fizz's reputation. That's low, fam. That's low.
Yeah. That was a low blow. That hurt. Yeah, that hurt my heart. I'll remember that next time I go to Canada. Listen, though, I'm going to say this about RJ. I think everyone's forgetting the fact he's 20 years old. This is the first time with the Knicks that he's actually a starter. You know, last season he came off the bench. So, like, we need to cut RJ a break. He's not always going to be, you know, Kyrie Irving out there with his handles. He's not always going to be Steph Curry with the shot. He's got a lot of improvements that he needs to make. But here's the thing about RJ is that I appreciate his commitment. He goes out there and he tries every single game. I can't say that I've ever seen RJ go out there and look like he's not giving his effort this season. And that's all you can really ask for. It's not always going to be, you know, RJ MVP caliber type of a game. But the games that you can blame on him, I don't have a problem blaming it on him if you want to. This game was not one of them. We got to stop putting the blame on RJ for this game. It was not on him. He went out there. He did what he could do. He was successful in the things that he knows how to do. The blame is not on him. Yep. Yes, he had that bad handle at the wrong time toward the end of the game. It happened. Overall, this loss is not on RJ. If anything, this loss is on coaching and their inability to make adjustments and do what needed to be done to make sure the players were in the position to win this game.
Agreed.
So, and then also, I think there was a time, the beginning of the season, RJ started and then he was benched or whatever the case may be. This is the first time he's a consistent starter. So let's cut him a break. Leave my guy alone.
He started all year this year.
Yeah, he started all year.
Didn't he come off the bench at some point?
Did he come off the bench at all last year?
Last year? I could have sworn
he came
off the bench.
I don't remember if I'm pretty sure. He started all year this year for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, he
definitely this year, yeah, for sure.
It's hard for fans when you're seeing other rookies prosper, when you're seeing Ja prosper, when you're seeing Hero, you know, bug out in the bubble, and you're seeing all these guys go off. You're seeing MPJ go off in the bubble. Mikal Bridges is coming on. That was my pick. It wasn't Kevin, it was Mikal Bridges, but it is what it is. These guys are here. You know, Donovan Mitchell, Frank, same way. It looks like we missed a few, either by luck or just by not picking the right guys. But you got to see how these guys continue to progress, man. It's not a game-by-game. Development is not game-by-game. It's not game-by-game. It's long-term. You have to have a long-term view.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just how we have to look at it.
Yep, marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, man. So let's just take it game-by-game. We got another one against Boston Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then we got the MLK matinee game against Cole Anthony and the Magic. Cole Anthony coming to town, JLs.
Yeah.
Go ahead. The Magic is when? I mean, the Celtics is Sunday?
Sunday, yeah. Sunday at 1. Sunday at 1, Celtics. Yep. Yep, yep.
Maybe
yep.
The game will be postponed.
Hopefully not. That'll be a
They're having an outbreak in Boston. Left and right.
Yeah, you're right about
left
that.
And, left and
so maybe
right.
Maybe we don't have to play that one. Yeah. Skip over that one.
Yeah, yeah. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up for you boys. Shout out Mello from Portugal in the building, JLS. We got Portugal checking in. All Knicks right, Prime Jackson. Checking in from Crown Heights. Salute to everybody right, out there. Franklin Avenue, Prospect, Rogers, Bedford. JLS's block. We won't put that on TV. But, yeah, shout out to JLS's block, too. All
right.
And, yeah. All right, so let's go to the closer for tonight. Let's go to Nam, JL. Let's go back to Greg from Vietnam. Greg, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's everybody?
Yeah, doing all right, Greg. How's everything going in Vietnam, bro?
No, it's good, man. The energy is different because it's 11:30 a.m. and I'm cold at 72 degrees. I ain't drinking like everybody else who's calling right now.
No doubt.
But, I just wanted to say everybody is getting on the Tibbs thing, and you guys know how I feel about that. But one thing, you guys say Tibbs is a great coach and all that, and I know Mitch is not going to be Dirk Nowitzki. But guys, lady, Mitch has 14 free throws on the entire season. Right now, I know he ain't going to be hitting three-pointers. He's going to stretch five. But you can't tell me that with all the coaching we got, they can't give this kid a five-foot turnaround, a little skyhook or something. Because if he shot, you know, another four or five free throws a game, he'd be well over 10 points, yeah. Right? So, also, as far as I already said last call, they should start IQ was SEC Player of the Year last year,
He was.
Number two pick.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's good as Edwards, obviously, but the kid, he's got no fear because he played at Kentucky for those 2 years. So just let him start. Let him go.
Yeah.
You know, instead of playing Peyton. And like all y'all said, I'd rather fail with him than seeing Peyton. You know, and also I think my man Jay Boogie yesterday, he was like, maybe try RJ at the point. And I love RJ, I'm not bashing him, but that failed crossover he tried to do with the game on the line to show everybody that he can't play the point. I want to start him at the three. But so that's all I just wanted to say. You guys have a happy Friday. Hopefully we can win on Sunday against the Celtics and
appreciate
maybe
it.
They'll not be a full strength, so we might have a shot.
Okay, right. Appreciate the call, Greg. Definitely appreciate it. Holding it down, 11:30 a.m. JLS over there in Vietnam. Listen, on the Mitch thing, I mean, listen, I see Mitch grab a rebound and throw it up, and it was pretty atrocious. That's my guy. But, you know, you can't blame Tibbs for that, bro. Mitch is just not as coordinated around the rim as you would like him to be. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. His strength right now is on the defensive end. And once we lock in solid guard play, those Gotham lobs will be there more often. Those opportunities will be there more often. And that's where he's going to impact this team. But to say that, you know, he needs a baseline jumper, he doesn't need that right now. And that's not what he doesn't need that for this team to win.
I think it'll be nice. Not gonna lie.
Well, I mean, a Lamborghini would be nice.
Yeah,
listen,
a Lambo would be nice.
I'm asking for a Lamborghini. I'm asking for a Toyota Camry. All right. I don't. I don't need you to dribble 32 times between the legs like James Harden and pull up three. Just like an open jumper.
I wish. Just right now, I would love to just see him just solidify his hands where he could just, you know, grab offensive rebounds and put it back up without losing the ball. That's my guy, but you know he's got to hold on to it, bro.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, to other point too, like we need guards who can actually throw him the ball. Like the Lob City, Mitch hasn't really been here this year.
He has not.
We haven't gone to the pick and roll with Mitch that many times. I've seen a lot more in the last few years, but not this year.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure if we can blame that on Mitch or not. Maybe that's just play call.
Yeah.
You know? So. Maybe if we change the lineup, maybe if we get IQ in here, maybe more of those opportunities will be here.
I would just say of the things that I need to see improve on this team, that's like last for me, bro, to be honest. Because he impacts the game in so many other ways. I'm good with what he's doing.
I mean, for him, though, I think a short jumper.
Yeah, a short jumper. That'd be cool. That'd be nice.
Or just when people are just – because, you know, there's times, especially with this funky lineup, right, when you have Elfrid Payton, R.J. Barrett, everybody's just collapsing the defense.
Yes.
I agree. You have Mitch Robinson. They passing the ball around, like, the free throw line, and everybody just sags off. No one even plays him. Nobody even looks at him.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
So at that point, I would rather have, like, a one or two dribble move. Like, Noel does this, you know?
Yeah.
Noel will dribble the ball once or twice, go to the rim, dunk it. Or pull up. That's all I want from him. At this point,
that's all I want. Simple, right? Already passed JLS. You're asking for a lot, okay?
Last I checked, is January, all right? So Christmas is on its way, all right?
Yeah,
in like what 11 and a half months,
exactly. Yes. Just like Breen's comments, one assist, nine assists away from a triple double from,
yeah, he did say that, right? For Drummond, right? He's nine assists away, Clyde. He's nine assists. Oh no, Bree being fantasy land, but that's my guy sometimes, though. That's my guy.
I die when you say that.
Yeah, 100%. But good show. Good show, everybody. All things considered, it was a tough loss, but happy hour was certainly interesting. Appreciate J Boogie for coming through and setting the chat straight, setting the callers straight. Let me salute some people in here and finish up the super chats. I want to salute Gianni Papazos. Said he saw us at the Vegas earthquake. Salute to everybody that was out in Vegas. I think that was last summer, two summers ago. So Gianni said he met me at the Vegas game during the earthquake. Rancho Cucamonga, California, born in Yonkers. So salute to Gianni, everybody that was out there during that game. That was kind of crazy. So salute to him. Salute to all everybody in Team Hashtag New. Everybody checking in wherever you guys are at. Around the world, definitely appreciate it. Couple more super chats. Johnny Grayson says, I think people talk about trading Julius because we don't know if he's part of the future. Like, if the front office don't know, trade him while his stock is high. All right. Tiger Style says, Jay from Florida and everybody else was dead wrong about Halliburton. Oh, yeah, they coming out the woodworks on the Halliburton tip, JLS. You gotta duck because the tomatoes are flying. He says, Obi's older than Dracula, and I don't think he'll make an impact till Randall gets the boot. Halliburton's playing well, bro. You know,
yeah.
Can't lie, Halliburton's playing well. But that was on Jay from Florida. That wasn't me. That was on Jay, man. Jay told us he wasn't good. I believed him.
Yeah, I believed all the scouts when they said it too.
Yeah,
I believe. He's not good? Okay, I looked. I was like, it's like a role player to me.
Thanks. Alexander says, ASAP Elf dropping that Bricks tape on us. Hashtag free Knox, free quick, and hashtag heal Burks. Yeah, I'm gonna send these super chats for Alec Burks, man. We got to get him an ankle transplant, bro, because this is a long time to be out on a sprained ankle, bro. I'm not sure what's going on, bro.
Well, he got the Steph Curry ankles,
right? Yeah. You might have to get him the Mamba Kobe's or something, man. Tighten them up. Cedric Shine says, there's a ton of super chats. Hold on. Cedric Shine says, I'm not on team trade RJ, but when are y'all going to start worrying about him? Like, when is the inefficiency going to worry you? Well, it wasn't inefficient tonight, Jay. I was went 7-12. 4-4 from the line.
Pretty efficient to me.
That was pretty efficient tonight. So.
Except for the turnovers.
Yeah. Majin Krillin says, Randall has been balling, but I agree with CP. Sell Randall while he's playing good. The ball seems to stick too much in his hands. Hashtag Team Frank. I think that might have been a shot at Ashley, because Frank Hive wasn't feeling that comment when she said throw him on the plane.
Listen,
yeah. Send the hounds, Frank Hive.
Yeah.
I just speak the facts. And if IQ keeps playing the way he's playing, then Frank can go with DSJ and your boy. That's all I'm saying.
Why not just put Frank in there instead of
Bullock?
Elfrid Payton.
Or Bullock. How much longer do you expect me to give Frank? How many more years How much longer? You let me know. What's a good time frame?
I'm still Frank Hive, man. Frank, we believe
exactly,
in you, baby.
Exactly.
We believe
long
in
enough,
you.
Long enough, man. Another year. Another year or so.
Okay, one more year. You said that last year. One more year.
No, I did. It wasn't there. You
here we go. One more year.
Got you. Open says, run that thumbs up button. Let's hit that thumbs up button. Run it up. Star Through Hoops says the face quickly made when he got pulled late in the fourth for Peyton was my exact expression. Yeah, yeah. Quickly did not want to lead that game. He said Tibbs did the right thing by getting him right back in. D Flock, I'd rather see Mitch Shamgod until he can't Shamgod no more, rather than see Peyton on the floor at this point.
Free Shamgod, Mitch.
He said, "Pray for all 72." So I don't know if he's bailing or what, but this game will definitely test your patience. Jonah Colbert says, "Bro got COVID-19 right now, and I think Peyton might kill me over COVID." Hashtag Can I Live? Hashtag Die Hard Knicks. Hashtag All 72. So salute to Jonah Colbert. First off, you know, do whatever you got to do to stay healthy, man. And hopefully we get a win for you, man. But yeah, salute, man. You know, all seriousness, you know, that COVID is a serious thing. Carl Anthony Towns got COVID, man. Prayers up for Carl for Cat, too, man. It's a crazy time. So everybody, as Jay Boogie said, you know, it's still going on. People still dealing with it. So we definitely wish everybody well. Gotta Be Legend checking in from Costa Rica says, "We need RJ chasing chickens out there. Out here to get his foot speed up like Rocky had to do with Mickey."
It took a minute.
You know what I mean?
Implemented. Got it.
Atlanta better than the Vikings.
Rudd says, "So when Burks comes back, he should play a lot, but the question is, will Bullock play over Knox? Hashtag free Kev." So we got a hashtag free Kev is going on.
It's time for the hashtag.
It's free a thing. Free it's a thing. Hey, your shirt is hanging up nice and proudly back there. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Free Kev. Sergeant Booty Buckets. I like that name. Always a great live and appreciate you guys. Much love from upstate Poughkeepsie, New York. Let's go, Knicks.
I need the origin of this name.
Yeah, where did that
Booty
come
Bucket?
From?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Star Through Hoop says, straight hair ass is 0 for 5. Ooh, curly hair.
But my hair is curly Sunday. Today. We still lost. So where's that theory?
You got to go Britney Spears. Man.
Yeah, yeah. You got to go with the Caesars, Ashley. You gotta go with the tapers.
Y'all first. I'll follow you.
Go ahead with the fade. CP. Go ahead and get that fade, man.
Start the wave, CP. I got you.
Go ahead with the fade. Kaiju K, super chat, appreciate it. Mark McGinnis II says RJ was 100% from the line tonight. So he's happy. Shout out Take Mob Music. And shout out 3 Beats from 9-4 sends a $15 super chat. Appreciate it. JL, let's go ahead and sign out, bro.
All right, man, check this out, fans. Definitely check out the Nick of Time Show on youtube.com/Nick of Time Show. Check all the shows. Also, listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Also, definitely got to follow us on The KOT Show on Twitter, Nick of Time Show on Facebook, and Nick of Time Show on Instagram. Also, check out the merch, like the Kev merch, which you saw me in a commercial wearing, which is looking mighty good right now. I was getting flamed for wearing that in the summer. But now it's making a comeback. Look at that. Look at that. Buy when the stock is low, right? You know what I'm saying? So definitely cop that on all the merch at nickatimeshow.com. And yeah, that's all, man. Back to UCB.
Ash, go ahead and sign out.
What's up, everybody? You can follow me at Ash Nicole Moss on Twitter and on Instagram. I am not cursed.
Ashley Fisdale.
This is not my fault. Don't put this on me, okay? There is no curse going on over here. But, yeah, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and Twitter and my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley and Nicole. We're going to figure it out, and when we do, I'll take full credit for it. Thank you very much. Back to you, CP.
Salute to everybody in the chat once again. You know, we try to make light of it. It's a tough loss, man. 106-103. Knicks fall. Cleveland Rock City 5 straight. Can we bounce back against Boston Sunday, 1 o'clock game? You know where to find us, man. Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans, by the fans. Remember, the show is available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa, Stitcher, all major podcast platforms. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Knicks Fan TV. Join the Discord group, continue the conversation, and just continue to share these videos. Continue to hit that like button. Takes us a long way. We appreciate the super chats, but as I said, it's always a way to promote us for free, and that's by commenting in the chat, commenting on the video, hitting that thumbs up, and subscribing to the channel. Subscribe to the channel, Knicks Fan TV, All In with Ash Nicole, the Nick of Time Show, man. Great content creators, and this is just what we do. So we see you guys Sunday, Knicks versus Boston. Let's get a bounce back win. Thanks to all the mods. We out of here.